So here's the basics. Number one, do your homework. Before you start promoting, you want to be trained. You've got to be trained. Second, you've got to have demos that are really appropriate and that really represent you well. But also do your homework of these talent agents. Who are the talent agents that you're going after? Do they represent mostly kids and you're, you know, 55? Do they represent talent that are out of state? Do they take on talent who speak Spanish and that's your expertise? If they don't, it could be a little bit of a difficult fit, and that's something that you want to discuss with that agent, should and would you get that opportunity. So you want to do some homework. What do they do best? What do they specialize in? Because much like you, they specialize in some area. And is it a good fit? So there you go. Is the agency a good fit for you? And do they specialize in areas you're strong in? So that's numero uno. Now, keep it simple is number two. A bulk of promos, like I mentioned, you know, you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. You want to spread it out. If you have 8 demos, for God's sake, you've got 8 weeks. Drip, drip, drip. You don't need to send them all at once. And frankly, I don't really personally, and we'll talk with the agents later, I don't feel you need 8 demos, but I think it would be great if you had a commercial demo. And this is, we're speaking about voiceover again. For voiceover, lead with commercial. And possibly narrative, also known as industrial, also known as co-ed or corporate educational is what they call it. So that's the umbrella title for that second type of demo. So if you had 2, that's great, terrific, but spread it out. Number 3, when you promote yourself, be brief. Enough said. Keep it simple. It's singular in its intent. What you're doing with that promotion is one thing at a time. Do you want to know? Well, I'm anxious to learn whether or not you have my type in your talent pool. That would be great. If that agency is getting a lot of work for people that are similar to you, that's pretty good, actually. So maybe they don't need you right now, but 8 to 9 months from now or a year from now, they may. So you want to know what they do best, and that's something to keep in mind. So, all right, keep it brief, and I didn't. So there you go. I'm on 4 now, branding. Branding, branding, branding. Well, this is a poker game, is what I always say. When you're promoting yourself as a talent, it's a poker game. You have to lead with power. Why talent want to, well, I'll hold on to that. Well, that's an important thing. I'll save that for later. That's a big bonus. No, open with it. Lead with your very best stuff. Put your best headshots possibly. Put your best foot forward always. Lead with power. What do you do best? Great, put it out there. Don't make it such a guessing game, or don't make it so difficult for people to find out what are your interests, what do you do best, what are you great at. Put it out there. Number 5, consistency. Stick with it. It never fails. By week 3 of this promotion, I hear from every one of our voiceover talents that we produce, they always go, I don't know, do you think it's going anywhere? I don't want to be a bother. And it's like, it's a gentle, you know, promotion. It's a simple email, and don't sweat it too bad. Just put it out there. Make sure you attach an MP3. Don't make it difficult for them to, I don't want to click on an, on an attachment personally. And I'm going to ask the panel this when we get around to this, but I don't want to click on something from someone I've never met before. If it's an MP3, it's not so much likely to blow up. And so I'll click on that. So just be consistent, put something out there, drip, drip, drip. But by week 3, it never fails. You're going to think, oh, it's not going anywhere. Keep going. You just got started. So promote the same day every week. Don't give up. Keep going. Stick with it.